Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. President Trump says he's been exonerated by today's testimony at the impeachment hearings, and publicly, at least, the White House is declaring victory. But KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says the day's proceedings were extremely damaging to the president and blew big holes in much of his impeachment defense. Doug joins us once again.
Patty and Jeff, that testimony is still ongoing for maybe another 45 minutes or so. And, you know, the Trump line has been that there was no quid pro quo. The president never conditioned military aid to Ukraine on a demand for investigations that would benefit him politically. Wrong, testified the president's ambassador to the EU today, Gordon Sondland, a million-dollar donor to Trump, who said there was, in fact, a quid pro quo, and the scheme started at the top.
We followed the president's orders.
We means Sondland, Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, all involved in this Ukrainian scheme.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
But Sondland also did confirm a phone call after the whistleblower filed his complaint, in which President Trump said he wanted nothing from Ukraine. There was no quid pro quo. And Mike Turner of Ohio was one of many Republicans on the committee focusing on that single conversation.
You really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations.
Other than my own presumption.
Which is nothing.
But Sondland insisted the president told him Rudy Giuliani was running point on Ukraine, and Giuliani told both him and the Ukrainians that Trump wanted these investigations. When Republicans attack committee chair Adam Schiff, pointing out the Washington Post gave him three Pinocchios for not being truthful about the whistleblower's anonymity, Bay Area Democrat Jackie Speier came to Schiff's defense.
The president of the United States has five Pinocchios on a daily basis, so let's not go there.
And in later testimony just in the past hour, Defense Department official Laura Cooper torpedoed another critical piece of the Trump defense that the Ukrainians didn't know that U.S. military aid was being withheld.
On July 25th, a member of my staff got a question from a Ukraine embassy contact asking what was going on with Ukraine security assistance.
And that was the very day of the problematic and maybe impeachable phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. The testimony continues. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
PG&E says 83,000 customers who were initially part of the power safety shutoff will keep their lights on. The utility says the change was due to improving weather conditions. Those customers include people in West Sonoma County. The utility has shut off power to 48,000 customers already. Another 14,000 could still be affected.
Yeah, Patty, tens of thousands of PG&E customers are without power in the North Bay and several counties across Northern California. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from Santa Rosa. Not as many people lost power in Sonoma County as the utility had originally anticipated.
About 18,000 people were impacted by the power shutoffs in Sonoma County, down about 10,000 from estimates yesterday. But Sonoma County Board of Supervisors President David Rabbit says no matter the numbers, it hurts.
It really goes to the economic bottom line, the ability to pay your rent, make your mortgage, buy food, put food on your table for your family. If you're losing work or if you're losing income, that is significant.
And many of those impacted had their power shut off two or three times before.
When our power went out, it was for a good 3 or 4 days. So we lost all our food.
It does cause difficulty in people's lives when the power goes out. It just shows us how reliant we are on power.
The electricity has been turned off in parts of Windsor, Cloverdale, Kenwood, and Glen Ellen, and Oakville, Rutherford, and the outskirts of Calistoga in Napa County. In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Tension is building at UC Berkeley, where conservative author Ann Coulter is scheduled to speak tonight. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports from the campus where students plan to protest her visit. Carrie?
Yeah, Patty and Jeff, a large rally planned for 7 o'clock tonight outside Wheeler Hall. That's where I'm standing right now, where one student group has been handing out flyers all afternoon, encouraging others to join their protest against Ann Coulter. Here's what it sounded like.
If you stand with those kids in the cages, if you stand with immigrants, Americans, and you hate the way the environment is being destroyed and the way that's being made worse by Trump and Pence. You have to be here tonight.
Abel De La Cruz is with the By Any Means Necessary group and says Coulter is not welcome here because of her views on immigration.
She has called babies in cages crisis actors. She's called for the imprisonment of people who wear hijabs. She's also called that all people from Nigeria are criminals. And we think this racist ideology doesn't belong here on campus.
Coulter was supposed to speak at UC Berkeley 2 years ago, but the event was canceled due to security concerns. And we're expecting a heavy police presence tonight to handle any potential violence. And I'm already seeing some officers here, and right now crews are just starting to bring in large orange barricades. So they're definitely preparing for multiple people to be here and just to prepare for any of that violence. But Berkeley College Republicans is hosting tonight's event, and it all gets started at 9 o'clock. Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.